The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 520. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Did you get your free Krispy Kreme donuts?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vail.
Doing.
And Brian Manjoma.
What up, what up, what up?
All right, guys, we're back with another one. Chris and Rich may join us. We'll see what happens. And Carlos, I'll quickly toss it to you so you could let people know what happened with the football game, because I don't know. Manny told me Philadelphia won, but you know.
So it was Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs were going for the three-peat, all-time, you know, team with one of the best quarterback in the league, essentially, who's fighting for the GOAT status. So Tom Brady's happy that he lost. So the Kansas City Chiefs lost. And it was a big ass whooping, man. Philadelphia, you know, put a button that on that ass on the Kansas City Chiefs side. So Philly won. Manny's in the crossfires over there in Pennsylvania. He's hearing the fireworks.
You might hear some fireworks going off, or you know, you might hear that Philadelphia is on fire, because no matter if they win or they lose, they'll destroy everything in the city. That's just the way Philly rolls.
Win or lose, the city loses.
Yep. Last time, what they did was because people would climb up onto the light poles, right? The street light poles. What they did was they greased them so that they couldn't climb up onto them and destroy them.
Oh man!
So I'm like, it's like, come on, guys, you guys just lose it.
That's crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
And I will say one final thing about this. It's crazy how big the Super Bowl keeps getting every year, because even you know, Mexican relatives and stuff, like, they tell how they're doing a Super Bowl party. I'm like, damn, like, it's just crazy how big this event is now.
That's wild. All right, man. So I think because of football, we didn't get a lot of questions, so this might be a short show. We'll see what happens. But you know, we're here to serve. Let's get into it, man. Mob hits. You already know what people were asking us about, bro. Very reminiscent of 2011, but we'll get to that.
Not nearly as long.
Not nearly as long. All right, mob hits. First question of the night. With this recent PSN outage, is buying a digital-only console a bad idea?
Buying any console is a bad idea.
Yeah, here's the thing, because there's this belief that, oh, if you buy physical discs, you're fine, Danny, everything's swimming. No, because you still got to go through all this online bullshit. Even to play your game, get the patches, download all this other stuff, check-ins, validation. Like, it's not like clear. Like, you know, again, I understand why people would advocate, because the idea, it makes sense, right? Hey, online's down, play your shit physical, you're good to go. But it's not like that. And even if you have your games like digitally downloaded and stuff, even then, a lot of single player games, they either like won't work or they have some weird hiccups. I remember when PSN was kind of down, back when I was playing Dragon Quest XI, right? Pure offline game. The shit was fucking up, you know? And I don't think that was a coincidence. As a matter of fact, every Square Enix game that I was playing around that time, you know, I was like, let me test some shit out. They were all weird. They were all like freezing up and doing all this weird shit, you know? So yeah, even though you'd want to believe that just buying games physical would cure all this stuff, no, it won't. You know, you're always connected. No matter what, you always have to be connected. It's really kind of like sad, to be honest, but it is what it is, bro.
Not every game is to call home, but a lot of them do. Mm-hmm. And you know, at least the earliest instance of this on the PlayStation was Final Fight Double Impact. Again, a game that is supposed to be, you know, it's Magic Sword and Final Fight, and it's a game that's supposed to be offline. But for some reason, if your online was off, you couldn't play it. And this is something we found out during the 2011 outage of the PlayStation Network. You know, the big one where it was down for almost 2 months.
Three weeks.
3 weeks, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
3 weeks. You
know, but, I mean, it's like that, like, we were literally trying to find games that you know, that actually worked on the damn thing, you know, because a lot, you know, obviously me and Tony were playing Portal at the time.
Yeah, we had to stop playing Portal 2 because, you know, we couldn't play it. But then you're right, even back then, right? That was when physical games were the ones that people bought most of the time. People were having issues playing their fucking games. This was 2011, right? It's just gotten worse now. Go ahead, Carlos. What were you going to say?
Two things. Number one, the GameStop tweet where he said, petty, man. It was petty. It was funny. But I will say this. I'll explain what the tweet was. So essentially, GameStop's like, and y'all, I forgot what it was. I'll paraphrase it, but it talks about, you know, it's like, oh, you guys want physical games to die? And then someone tweeted at them and put, like, this is a GameStop right now, and it's a whole bunch of Funko Pops. It's like, that's all they sell.
Yeah, the tweet was, bet y'all want physical copies now. You guys don't even fucking sell games, bro. You know? So what are you talking about? So that was number one. So what's number two?
Number two, I just want to bring up the irony. I mentioned this in the Discord.
Uh-oh.
I got Shadow re-upped for another year of PSN, and they're like, me and Manny got reintroduced into the Church of PlayStation, and they're like, it's like, oh, let's bring irony and add you for 5 more days, and of the whole entire year where I wanted to play PlayStation online or PlayStation in general, it happens to be the weekend of the beta of the game that I'm most highly anticipating. And it's crazy, man. Irony's crazy.
Yeah, and it's so... Go ahead.
They should have a token, because remember, this was an issue with the Xbox. Remember that whole scandal of the guy was like, oh, the people need to be in areas that have an internet connection. He said some shit. There was some employee, and then he got fired because it was like a chat that got leaked out. He was saying that everybody should have internet at this point and high speed and all that shit. And another day, and I was looking it up now because I want to find out. I remember they said, well, we put a token in your box, meaning that once you sign in, once that token can stay active, if let's say you go offline for X amount, I want to say it was like a 30-day type of thing. I'm still looking for it to confirm it. But there is a token that just in case something happens and it's offline, you will still be able to play all your games that are installed, whether disc or digital, you know, X amount of days. Even if it was just 7 days, whatever. But I thought the PlayStation had something similar to that until this shit happened. And I see all these people posting, can't play games, can't play my disc games. It wants to verify on what the hell's going on. And I'm like, shit, when was the... And they were saying, oh, I was just playing yesterday. If you were playing yesterday, then I guess there is no token system. It needs to validate every damn time you sign in. That's weird and petty. Like, why are they so stressed? You can't even trust your own customers to just have it offline for a few days.
Yeah, and then, you know, the other thing that was really weird, and correct me if I'm wrong if they've already done this, but PlayStation didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. They still haven't explained why, right?
Which obviously begs
the question, what the fuck happened? You know, because some people were thinking this is a DDoS attack.
A DDoS attack, because they were saying usually when it's a DDoS, it's like a funnel. It's like just everyone's snatching it. And the reason why people are saying that is that they said that they would leave it on there, the PlayStation 5 just sitting there idle, like, oh, shit. Then they would sign in, and then it'll be good. And then they're like, oh, it's working. And then it'll bump out again. Then
I saw some people talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, so if at first other people are like, oh, it's a ransomware. If it's a ransomware, you wouldn't have that. You wouldn't be able to get in at all.
There also wasn't a ransom that I know of. You know?
Well, they wouldn't say it. How many times we've heard companies do payouts? They never say it. FedEx and all of them. They don't say it, you know, because it's a shame on them. They're like, shit, all right. But that's the only thing. So if it was, but yeah, it's shit, man. No comment. At least say something within like the first 4 or 5 hours. What's like 14, 15 hours? Nothing. I don't get it.
Yeah, it was a long time. It was more than 14 hours. It was almost 20, you know? Almost a full day, and then people get their 5 days extra. Then my question is like, so I just won't have my thing auto renewed for 5 extra days? Is that how it's going to work? It's weird.
No, it just means that they won't turn it off. So the way they do, they don't do. So this is the hard lesson that me and Carlos just learned. Uh-oh. And they just recently changed this. So originally, what you used to be able to do, you could set it to where it didn't auto renew your PlayStation account. Now what you have to do is you have to cancel it.
Cancel.
You just have to cancel it. Doesn't matter when. Don't even wait until 4 days or whatever, whenever your thing runs out. Cancel it now, and then it won't auto renew. And that's the thing me and Carlos didn't realize, because I remember setting the damn thing to not auto renew last year.
Yeah, they changed it then, you know.
And then they reminded me during Christmas. There was only one time. Yeah, Jim Ryan, man, I wish you could get hired just so he can fire you again.
The ghost of Jim Ryan still.
Yeah. But, and you know, like you guys mentioned, this was a, you know, because at first people were like, oh, you know, it's a scheduled maintenance. They're really going to schedule maintenance during the Monster Hunter beta and some big Call of Duty event. That was bullshit. That was not planned, you know.
And they don't do that shit going into a weekend.
They don't do that during the weekend, on a Friday night.
It's usually like in the middle of the week. Like
middle of the week, like at 4 a.m. or some shit. Mm-hmm. Not Friday night at 6 p.m., you know. Fucking insane, man. But yeah, so, you know, obviously couldn't play Monster Hunter for a bit. That was kind of annoying. And it was on and off, you know, like some shit worked, some shit didn't. I was able.
You think Capcom's gonna do some kind of makeup for that?
They said they might, you know. But right now I was talking to Reggie. Shout out to Reggie. He says the beta just ended. That's it, you know. So we'll see.
Really?
Like,
Really? I was playing the last day and it just ended?
Yeah, it was only for 2 days.
It was supposed to go up a Wednesday or something, too.
I don't know.
So, there's also one next weekend.
13th, yeah.
Yeah, it was this weekend and next weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that they're going to plan to extend to the next
they
weekend.
They should, yeah. Give people at least an extra day, because that's how long it was down. But Brian, I want to get you on this, because obviously this didn't affect you because you're on PC.
Yeah, it actually was really funny as well, because I was playing it Friday night, my time, and then it was getting close towards like midnight, give or take. And then I was getting tired because I was playing it since after work, so I was playing it for like 6 hours at that point. And then the hunt just finished, and then the whole thing just stops working. And I thought, okay, you know what? Maybe something happened with our router, or the service went down, because my girlfriend was also playing on her laptop, some other game, and she also had some issues signing in. So I thought, okay, you know what? Again, she's not on PlayStation. She just happens to be playing a game on there. And then we both get signed out at the same time. So we thought, okay, internet problems, doesn't matter. Friday night, 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's fine, we'll go to sleep, you know. So we wake up, and then the day after, everyone's saying, oh yeah, PSN's been down for 8-9 hours. And I was like, really? Like, I was playing it last night, and then it kicked me out. It's like, oh, so that's why it kicked me out. And then I was like, I could just try again, or just play on PC. It's like, screw it, play on PC. And yeah, I had zero issues. So I am fortunate, I guess. But then just thinking about all the things that couldn't work because of it, I was hearing that the PlayStation Portal couldn't work because of it. So
yep, that didn't work.
Even funnier, that thing just became less relevant. And then I was thinking that all these games on PC, all these single-player games on PC that require sign-in probably also don't work. So for some reason, you probably couldn't play like God of War or Ghosts of Tsushima on PC or Horizon.
Oh, shit. That's
unless
a good point.
Unless you're playing on Steam Deck, it's not required on the Steam Deck. It's only on the PC it's required.
But even then, it's still just dumb. Like, you couldn't play a single-player game on PC because of another service is down. Granted, there's lots of games that do that, and it's still bullshit. I mean, it's bullshit when Ubisoft does it. It's bullshit when Sony does it.
Makes you wonder, right? If like one of these things ever shut down, then what happens to all the games?
Oh, the games are done. Like, that's it. Like,
that was rude.
The games are done, you know? Like, I have a copy of Mag. I have a disc copy of Mag. That thing is a toaster now. Oh, no, coaster now. It's useless. Like, it does nothing. You know? So, yeah, it's just one of those things that really frustrates me about the like this service world that we live in where everything's a weird service. Like, as soon as that service goes down, then whatever it is just screwed regardless. And I know it's the same thing with apps as well. Again, it's not just PlayStation problem. It's just a uniquely, well, sorry, it's not a uniquely PlayStation problem. It's a general problem about the world we live in now, where if anything's hooked up to a service and that service is gone, then you're screwed.
But this is good. This is a good thing. That's the way I see it. I see it as like bell bottoms. You know, it's like when bell bottoms, they had their time and be like, oh, it's fashionable. Well, then they phased out. It was like, I don't want that shit. And then it comes back again. And I think it's the same thing with physical media. It's like when you talk to people, younger people, oh, I don't need that. I got everything streaming. I don't need clutter. I don't need this and this. And they're used to a digital only world. They don't remember Blockbuster and going to Tower Records and all that. That wasn't a thing for them. It's always been digital since birth. So then when something like this happens, I would think that they see this as a wake-up call. It's like, oh, now I get it. Now I understand. Now, there's other caveats, like we said, that even if you have a physical, you can't connect. So they will find a system that does support it, that will still work. And that's pretty much just on PC. If you could find any of those things, like make copies, make a backup and stuff like that, and put that on a disc yourself. Yeah, a lot of them still let you do that, especially GOG. You know, just get the GOG version, boom, 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 copy. Now you have a physical. Now you have one that can play whenever. So this might be that wake-up call. This is it. This may wake up all these younger people that just don't know any other way of having media to think about, wow, how can I make my digital physical?
Yeah, but like you said, even then, if you have a physical copy, that's not going to completely be a safeguard, you know?
No, it's got to be like a GOG situation. It can't be on the PlayStation or an Xbox or any of this, no.
Yeah. It also depends on the title. There are some titles that don't have any to call home, others. But here's the thing. That's the one thing that they don't communicate on any of the boxes or any of the rhetoric.
Yeah.
To be honest, that should be on there. If you're purchasing a game, doesn't matter if it's a digital or a physical one, it should say on the box or on somewhere in the vicinity of that title that this game needs an internet clean, and not all these games say it.
Yeah, you're right.
They just assume, but yeah, they definitely should. Hopefully that gets petitioned to put that up there right next to that big T for teen, you know, and put like a big ass fucking I for internet.
Yeah, right, like digital handshake, something like that. Yeah,
constant digital handshake. That's the problem here.
They're not going to do that, though, you know? That's the thing. It's like, Adam, you mentioned the wake-up call, but it's like, it's not going to change anything, you know? It's not like these manufacturers.
People. Know. It's going to be up to the people. People make the change for everything. We've seen that, you know? People get hurt, especially when it comes. Yeah, it's for the people. You know, it's the whole thing. Why do we have cross-platform play? People bitched. And then
maybe if there's enough of an uproar, but.
Yeah, it's got to be an uproar, and it's got to be something that triggers, and this could be that trigger. PlayStation, dominant platform, goes down, fucking crickets from the company. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Right there alone, they should at least made up some bullshit. Hey, something burnt down, we'll be right back. Say something, you know. You say nothing, then what happens? Speculation.
Yeah, people,
and
everybody's like, yep,
they make their own answers.
Yep. Shout out to Man's Adam, Cat.
I have a question.
I got four answers.
Here's the question. You're tight with the Call of Duty community. Did any of the people that you know buy an Xbox in the time where this happened?
No, nobody went that far. I knew people were playing. They were like, oh, shit, I can't play this. Well, I'll, you know, play something else. But, you know, on another platform. But no, I don't know anyone that felt like they had to go buy an Xbox or PC to play Call of Duty. They just waited out. Or they go online and they start bitching about it. And like, what's up? Or like that one that we saw with Snoop Dogg. Which also I found funny. He must have been high because he was throwing Bill Gates' name around.
Or, no, well, that video was from that's an old clip. That's an old clip.
Okay,
Xbox went down. Yeah,
when the Xbox went down. Okay, I was gonna say, what is he? He really is smoking that crazy chronic.
Yeah, no, it's an old clip, but it's still pertinent. You know, it's like fix your shit.
Every time there's an outage, they always post that video. It'll stand the test of time.
Yeah, no, but I know I did have my wake up call for it was early in the morning, and my wife texted me. It's like, something's wrong with the PlayStation. You know, our son can't get on to play Fortnite. What's going on with this? I'm like, what the hell? What? You know, because he plays his Fortnite and he was going nuts. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, I don't know, but it's the same login, go on to Xbox, and he went on there, and then that works. I'm like, all right, so it's not a Fortnite issue. It's something going on PlayStation. And I went and looked him up on X, and no comment. There was nothing. I was like, maybe it's just us. I had to do some investigating because, yeah, it would be great if they did put a big pin notice. Hey, having technical problems, be back in a few. Nothing.
Nothing. They didn't say shit.
It's
weird, man.
Yeah. I don't know why there's, you know, there should be, I feel like from the conversations that we have, it's like there should be bigger ramifications to the inactions that occurred during this
moment
of time, but there won't be. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this was, even though this was annoying, this was so short, people are going to forget. They're just going to go back to playing their games. Then that's it. You know?
Yeah. Here you go. 5 extra days.
Yeah.
Will they be up? We don't know.
Imagine that. Those 5 extra days.
Yeah. All right, man. The chat's filled up. That's good. It's empty for a little bit. All right. Another one. A few questions here from Mr. Assyrian Air Force, who's joining us in the chat right now. The PSN outage this weekend brought back memories of the PSN outage of 2011. Will it be the same outcome where Xbox gained sales from it? No, because it was too short. Too short. You know, remember the other one was 3 weeks. You know, so obviously people were like, I remember that. Well, people were like, yo, they bought an Xbox just to keep playing Call of Duty, crack and everything, you know?
That was months, right? Wasn't it?
No, it was three weeks.
Was a long time.
That's a long time. This was just 20 hours or so. So it's not going to benefit Xbox at all, you know, because the same thing has happened to Xbox as well. You know, you're not safe, basically.
So but that's great, what I'm saying. It's like it's that token system.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out where they have, but they should have something in place. It's like, all right, listen. If some shit goes down, you'll still be able to play your stuff for X amount of days. Then it has to reconnect.
Yeah.
You know, but shit, to just have it go down and you're cut off completely, that's nuts.
Yeah. I thought data centers had redundancies and stuff like that, but it looks like, well, they mentioned it was a breach, right?
They didn't mention shit.
No.
They didn't say anything.
I guess that's just
Sony has not rumors. Said anything, you know, to Adam's point. Yeah, it's a rumor because we have to fill in the void because Sony's not giving us any answers, you know.
I have my own speculation. I think it was an internal issue. No, I think somebody. Yes,
thank you for that. I want to bring that up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think somebody pulled out something key from their infrastructure and like. Carlos said, there's redundancies, there's failovers and all sorts of stuff. If something goes wrong, if a node goes down or something kicks on to fix it, it may be slow, but it will still work. I really think Sony's going radio silent because it's possible somebody internal, maybe on the way out the door, I'm just speculating here, that there was some firings going on. Somebody may have pulled a plug somewhere. And then they took them a while because it's a weekend to figure out what happened.
Yeah, just to clarify what you said. Remember, Sony's was it their LA office? They had a bunch of layoffs, right? And who's to say? Obviously, we're just speculating. We don't know this what happened. But who's to say somebody said, "Okay, fuck that," and just pulled the plug somewhere? You know,
wasn't that in a section that makes the game development?
I'm not sure.
Majority of that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Of the merger, they're essentially absorbing that one studio that makes development tools for them, and that's why there was they were letting people go.
Yeah, but obviously, again, speculation. But I wouldn't be surprised. You know.
I mean, we only have things to speculate. Mm-hmm. Other than
that's all we have.
Sony giving us a press release stating what the hell happened because. Yeah, this is, I mean, 20 hours is, imagine any of your popular services going down for 20 hours. Like if Instagram or X or Twitter.
You imagine Netflix goes down for 20 hours?
Yeah, I mean, people would lose their freaking minds. Obviously, PlayStation, people lost their minds, but it doesn't hold the same weight as some of those other places. But, and nothing, we have no clue. And like Chris mentioned, it's going back to a point that I mentioned, like a lot of, if a data center goes down, there's always redundancies. There might be a congestion, more congestion because there's a smaller bandwidth, but you know, just this big ass, you know, shutdown. It seems like, I don't know. Like I would put my tinfoil hat and say someone also, you know,
yeah,
messed, tinkered with something. In fact,
yeah, what was it? It was a few years back. I remember Microsoft had, it was during Christmas, a really bad DDoS attack that they weren't up for the entire, like, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the whole, it was bad. It was down. But then after that, yeah, so they did all this stuff. But one of the things, I'm still looking for the token, can't find, but what I can't find, if you have the Xbox app, right, there's a section there that will show you outages and notifications, and it's always updated, and it shows little markings, and it lets you know if the website is down or if it's intermittent. It lets you know if any of the services, if the store is having issues, and that is always updated. So even if there's an outage or something going on and you're hearing about it online, you could open up the app, go to that section, and you'll see it. It'll keep you up to date, and it's always informed. They should at least do that on the PlayStation Network app. Just have a little like, hey, take a look at this in case there's an outage. Or like if you have an electric company, you know, Con Ed or something does that as well. You know, you have the app.
Yeah, they auto-call you.
Yeah, like you have to auto-call you. Yeah, you have to actually go out of your way, go to the website, the PlayStation status website to see. Like they don't tell you. You have to
go out of your way. Did that work this time?
Oh, yeah, it worked. It was everything. You know, I went there, it was just red, bro. It was like, oh, shit. You know, the whole thing's down. So, you know, obviously it's not alerting you, but you can go check it yourself, you know? And also down detector as well. But no, PlayStation is PlayStation status. There's a dedicated website for that. And you knew I even texted it to you guys. I'm like, hey guys, we're back in green, you know? Everything was green. The shit was great. Actually, did I text you the red or the green? I don't remember which one I texted you, but I texted you one of them. But yeah, so they do have that, Adam. It's not like, you know, but you have to go out of your way for that.
You got to go out of the way. They should put it just in the app. That's why it's all in the last tab, you know, system and network setting. And they're like, oh, okay, this was going on.
Yeah, pretty much. So crazy shit, man. All right. Moving on here. Okay. If reports are true that, 2 million Xbox Series consoles were sold in 2024, what does this say about Xbox as a brand in the console space? The same thing that's been happening for 10 years. Yeah, come on. You know, so that's a really brutal number. 2 million consoles sold in the whole year. But I'm also not surprised by that number, you know. Mm-hmm. Xbox was already in third place to begin with. And then you have tossing Game Pass on top of that, you know.
Yeah. Literally no reason to a physical Xbox, but to be honest, that's what they want.
Yeah, get on PC. Hold on, Manny, real quick.
PC or another device.
Yeah, on YouTube, I'm seeing a name I have not seen in a very long time. Mr. Annihilator 83, what's going on, brother? Long time no see.
Look at the devastation.
Yeah,
fear of annihilation.
They always come back. They always come back, man. Welcome back. But yeah, Manny, to your point, it's like, you know, you have less reasons. Again, I know there's more games now, right? Obviously, but compared to like PlayStation, it's still a little bit wanting. You could play Xbox games on PC, among other things. So I'm not surprised by that at all. So, you know, what does it say about the future? The same thing we've been saying, you know, but now we do have a little bit more of a caveat. I forgot about this. I didn't forget about it because it happened on Friday. And I usually do shout outs at the end of the show, but I was on the recent podcast with Huggable Hipster, her podcast but I was also there with Danny and Paris. And we talked about this and we kind of agreed that Xbox consoles probably for the next generation will be like, if you want it, they'll still make them, but they won't make them in high quantity. It'll be just for the really hardcore enthusiasts. I want a physical console, you know, because not to contradict ourselves, but one reason you would want a physical Xbox is for the full Xbox Game Pass experience. Even on PC, you don't get the full experience. You get PC Game Pass, basically. And if you're on mobile phone, you just get the streaming shit. You got the full one, you get the Xbox console, but... So I could see that being like boutique type of deal. Like, you know, make a couple consoles here and there. Well, nothing too crazy.
What if they continue that trend where they keep making the, you know, a new skinned Xbox?
Yeah.
You know, that'll just be the Xboxes. It won't be just the Xbox. Maybe the first release will just be, you know, a vanilla Xbox, but every single additional release will just be some sort of licensing. Hey, look, it's Teenage Mutant Turtles. Hey, look, it's a SpongeBob one. Hey, look.
It's, you know, it's a refrigerator one, yeah.
Live there, they could all be, and they would probably sell more that way because it would be all limited edition. And then there's those whales that just feel like have to have every iteration, you know. And it's like, it's the same shit. It's just a different skin. Yeah, but it's yellow. You know, it's like, oh, shit.
You know, I got that yellow sun.
Yo, I'm not going to say his name, but it doesn't matter. He doesn't listen to shit. But I remember he got the Xbox S one, the smaller one. I forgot the shit. The older one that had the series, the Xbox One S. No. It's before that. It's the three. Anyway, it's when they made them. It made it small. Remember when they did the Gears one? And when you press the button, it made the chainsaw. It made the noise. It went zzz. It had like the chainsaw sound. And then they did a Halo one, and it did the same thing. He bought both of them just because of that.
Wow.
Because it had the design, and it played that little sound. It was a custom sound for it, and they were trying to sell those units. It was a smaller one, the smaller Xboxes. So I think it was during the 360 era, maybe that. I don't know. I didn't pay mine. I didn't have it, but I remember saying, yo, I got this one in. Why? Because look at this. It's so cool. It plays this sound. Whatever. So I can see those type of people. Those are the ones that feel like, oh, I got to have it.
Yeah. A Syrian Air Force in the chat says, like how Steam only sells Steam Deck through their internal store. I still think Microsoft will sell their console in like regular stores and stuff. But yeah, it could be that.
And that store thing with the Steam, that's only here in the U.S. because there's places in the U.K. they sell it.
I remember when they launched it.
Yeah, when they launched it somewhere in Asia, they posted on their website. They were showing like a store and people going in, waiting on long lines to get one. So that I guess so that way they don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. So they had like a partnership with some retailers outside of the U.S. But yeah, it's not here in the States. You would think they would be at Best Buy, like the Legion.
Yeah, it's interesting. By the way, guys, in the chat, we literally only have two more questions left. So if you want this show to keep going, ask us some gaming questions. If not, you know, hold your peace. all right. Last one from Mr. Assyrian Air Force before we get to Jay Shep's question, which is controversial. Okay. Will Switch, with Switch 2 coming out this year, will Nintendo announce a light version of the system like the original to lower its costs? They're not going to announce the Lite 2 this year. I can tell you that, you know. Chris, you can handle this one, but they're probably going to, I think they're going to use the same strategy as they did with the Switch. Get the regular Switch out there for like whatever it was out for a year or two, and then you get the Lite version.
Yeah. They're going to test the market. I mean, the Switch Lite was obviously successful, but you don't want to launch two SKUs simultaneously. They'll wait like 2 years, right? So you won't see anything like that if it comes. I'm not saying it will, but it likely will, but not for like a couple of years, right? They're going to let the Switch 2 absorb some of the market share. They're going to depreciate the Switch. That's going to go away. And the Switch 2, whatever the SKU is, the main SKU that comes out next year, whenever, this year, but I think it's the leak was the summer, but I don't know.
By the way, Chris, I just checked it out. The Switch Lite, the original Switch Lite came out 2.5 years later.
Right, yeah, so 2.5 years. they'll wait. I mean, they always do this. They did that with the DS and this, you know, they revise it, right?
Yeah.
And it is cheaper, but the Switch Lite was a different animal because, and I think Adam talked about this years ago when we were talking about the Switch Lite. That's really for like little kids and stuff. It's not dockable, but it's more robust. It doesn't, the Joy-Cons don't come off, cool, right? It's one solid.
You don't have to worry about losing one.
Right, yeah, it could take more abuse. I know they changed how the Joy-Cons attach to this one now with the magnetic shit so it could pop off. But still, you could lose them, right? They could still break. So you want that kind of system. It's like, you know, you might be leery. Like, I had to hand this to my 5-year-old or whatever, maybe not. With a Switch Lite, that isn't really a point of contention. It's like, you can have this one. They'll do it the way to... between 2 and 3 years, I'm sure they'll measure the market. They'll saturate some games out there. They may launch a one with it with some sort of IP. I don't know which one. You know, maybe something for the kids. Maybe like a new Pikmin or something. But yeah, it'll happen. It'll happen. Just not right away. We're not going to see it anytime soon.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And the last question of the night. This one's controversial. And I'm gonna, and I didn't edit this in any way, Jay Shep. I'm gonna read it.
Oh, Richard Bailey controversial?
Could be. All right. Oh, what's this? Jolly Yellow Nerd. He goes, historically, one of Nintendo's biggest advantages has been a lower price point at the cost of lower end hardware. What's the highest price you think Nintendo can get away with for the Switch 2 before they lose that price advantage? Like we said before, we think it's probably going to be $400.
Yeah, I agree with that. They'll do $399. They could get away with it too. I mean, they essentially right now, they have a better position in the market against, like, you before it's like, what are your options? You have PS5, you had Xbox, but my Xbox is now marginalized severely. And then, but in the newcomers, you have Steam Deck and Asus and Lenovo with their handhelds, but that's in the kind of the PC realm. So a lot of people are not going to get it to it. You have Nintendo diehards and whatnot, or people just want a simple system. So they'll lean towards that, but they have a better position to do that. I think if they price it any higher, they will hurt themselves, right? Because if you're saying like the Switch 2 is $500, right? And it's like, well, the Legion Go is $500. So some people are like, you know, you got Steam Library, and maybe we could bootleg some things. I get the other one, you know? You don't want to get in that area. So I think that's the sweet spot for them will be there.
Yeah. Actually, you know what, Chris? I'm glad you're here for this because, you know, you weren't here for the Thursday show. Because there was a lot of talk in the chat and even in the panel here saying how Nintendo, you know, could potentially release multiple different SKUs of the Switch at launch, you know, at different price points. I said that's not going to happen. They're only going to have one SKU. They're not going to try to confuse regular people. Like, because I think the people who ask that are more like PC focused, like most of us are, obviously, you know. But it's like, no, this is for the regular consumer that goes into Best Buy, doesn't want to be confused. They are not going to have multiple SKUs at launch. No way.
Yeah. You know, Nintendo keeps things kind of simple, right? They have one operating system, right? This is not a Legion Go situation where it's like, oh, you got your Steam OS, you got Windows 11, you know, and you have your launchers, and you have your accounts with your launchers. If you want a different launcher, well, go, here's a YouTube, 20-minute YouTube video explaining how you can install whatever you want. And it's like, normies are not going to do that. Parents are not going to do that. They're not going to do. So Nintendo will keep it real easy. It's a clean, simple interface, probably much like the Switch. They're probably not going to change it that much. And just keep it nice and easy. And it's like one SKU, because what are they going to do with two or more SKUs? They're not going to change the hardware at this point.
No,
they're not
going to
be
memory.
They're not going to do that. It's too much.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
And it keeps development simple, too. If you make two SKUs, one with more memory than the other one, then every developer you have has to account for both systems. Like, you have to have parity, right? And it just makes things harder. They're not going to do that.
But no, that's the storage space, not internal. Like, you know, one comes with a 64 gig, you know, and then this one has 100.
It's cheaper for them just to use the base memory and just have you buy SD cards or whatever. They're not going to do that. They're just going to keep it one SKU. And all they'll do is make special editions. You know, like the laser-etched Pokemon version, the laser-etched Mario version, the Zelda version. They'll do all that shit, but it'll be the same guts, you know, same exact system. So, yeah, that's the only SKU you're going to get is the covered special editions.
The one thing that surprises me about this, and I guess we still have to wait for, April 2nd?
Yeah.
But the fact that the SKU that we're seeing that's going to release is a black one is the part that surprises me. Just for the simple fact that it's Nintendo, like just releasing a black console, it just doesn't, you know.
It still has some colors, but not as pronounced. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just interesting to me because I always feel like Nintendo keeps it light, pun intended. So I'm curious to see if. Because, you know, SKUs, I guess, you know, if you push up your glasses hard enough, you can say that the Switch released with two SKUs because one was different colored Joy-Cons and stuff. But
Blitz says just Wii U had a black version.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Did it launch with a black version? I'm not sure. But, yeah, it definitely did have a black version.
I think it launched only white because all the ones I ever saw white. Never saw
because
black.
When
there is a black one for sure, but I don't know if it was
I mean, the 3DS had a black one, too. You know?
I had the white one, you know, the GameCube was like a gray, I think, and the original Wii was white. So we'll see. In terms of SKUs, there might the there might be a different SKUs just in terms of colors, and that's probably the at most what they'll go with.
Blitz has that two version that launched. So Blitz, they had a black and white one that launched. One was premium with more storage. Ooh, so Nintendo has done shit like this before then. Interesting.
Yeah, but look how the Wii U did.
Yeah, that's also true.
But it wasn't because of that. No, it wasn't because of that, but they are very leery. Like, Nintendo's a very leery company. When things go south in one direction, they tend to overreact.
Yeah.
And pull back a lot of stuff. So
yeah, so they probably won't do that shit again, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, if I were a betting man, I would say that there's going to be two SKUs. Because it just makes sense. Nintendo, you know, they do have their stubbornness. They do have, you know, what Chris mentioned, they'll overcorrect in one direction. But, you know, sometimes, you know, some of these trends when it comes to finding ways to make more money can be really appetizing. But we'll see.
Yeah. Shout out to Blitz, who asked us another question. We keep the show going, Pete. And again, if you want to ask us any gaming questions, get them in, because we only have one more question after this. All right. He goes, don't worry about reality. So this is a hypothetical, and you know how much I love these. If Xbox drops out of the console market, which past console maker would you love to see get another chance, and why? Example, Sega, PC Engine, Neo Geo, Atari, 3DO, ColecoVision, stuff like that.
None.
Oh, none. Excuse me?
They just repeat the same mistakes, so none.
Yeah.
Maybe TurboGrafx. That's the only thing I can ever think of.
Bring back
an updated version of Turbo Express. You know, I don't know. But then again, the Switch is pretty much a Turbo Express.
Yeah. I can't answer this because, again, the people that made these, I know it's not, it's supposed to be a fun hypothetical, but the people that made these consoles aren't around, so it won't be the same thing you know. Like that, like everybody always saw, oh, Sega needs to come back, make a Dreamcast too. Dude, they're not going to bring that same magic. Those same people are not there anymore, you know? So that's why I have trouble answering these type of questions. But, you know, I don't know. Tommy Tallarico already failed with ColecoVision.
I mean, as far as having someone that would be able to produce, you know, quality games from a first-party perspective, obviously it's going to be Sega.
Yeah.
But, you know.
The Yakuza box, you know.
The Yakuza box, you know. We're going to get a Yakuza every year. Kind of like close how we do
kinda
now.
Kind of now,
I, you know, but I'm with Adam. There's a reason why these companies failed at, you know, producing consoles, or eventually did. I don't see them, you know, anybody ever producing something of quality. And I feel like consoles are dying anyways.
Uh-oh.
I've been on this stream for a while.
You agree with Puffin stuff. He says consoles are dead. Damn, bro.
They're not dead, but they're not where they used to be, and they won't be. Look at that, especially with this type of bad press. This shit will always carry over. People will be like, they will remember this. They will remember.
Yeah, I agree with Mr. Huff and Puff.
Yeah, Puffin Cloud, not
a Puffin Cloud.
I'm thinking about the show Puffin stuff or whatever, you know.
It's you know, if you look around, PC gaming is getting way bigger than it ever was, and it's been ever since the pandemic, the PC gaming has exploded exponentially in terms of market share. You know, I feel like, you know, with the streaming days getting just bigger and bigger, all of them, you know, stream on PCs, and they're like the biggest influencers right now for the youngins. So I feel like, you know, consoles are, and you know, we know Microsoft, their console days are, you know, at a small, you know, they're dying as well. They're more comfortable releasing stuff on everything and not just, you know, prioritizing on a console. But, you know, we'll see. Sony and Nintendo will hold the fort strong for at least another generation or two.
Yeah, for sure. And
that's why, yeah, like you mentioned, it's like the kids today, it's especially if they're into streaming and all that stuff. Yeah, you could do a little bit on a PlayStation, on Xbox, stuff like that. But the real magic is all on PC. Set up the cameras, have 3 or 4 monitors, you know, have a chat going on one. Yeah, so then where do you do all the gaming? Well, do it on a PC. Especially when it comes to mods and stuff. A lot of people are into that and doing that type of content. Same thing. All these, I remember myself for a while was big into Among Us. There's like a ton of mods, people putting different characters and skins on them and doing all this craziness. So it's definitely that. And then once you start getting all these handhelds, these PC handhelds, Steam, Legion Go, ROG, you're playing these high-quality games that are usually tied to your box in your hands on the go. You're not reliant on a Nintendo device to do a half-ass version. Now you can get that near-perfect version and just take it on the go.
Yeah. Blitz goes, I guess the fucking nerds will win in the end, referring to PC guys taking over. That's how it is, baby, you know? These kids, yeah, go ahead.
Brian's been playing the long game, and he's going to win.
That's it, man. He had the foresight. But yeah, consoles are dead. Oh, man. All right, shout out to you guys who gave us those extra questions, so that's good.
No, I'm thinking it reminded me of, Back to the Future 2? Remember when Michael J. Fox goes to the diner and he sees Gunsmoke? Or no, gun.
Yeah, it's like a toy. Like, you gotta use your hands. It's like a baby's toy.
That's what's gonna happen when someone sees you playing your console.
Yeah.
And then be like, yo, what are you doing? And it was like, oh, you have a PC connected. No, yeah. I got this in my place. Did you use a console?
Like, wait, you have to buy games individually, you know? You don't have a subscription.
Right, exactly.
Telling you, man. Yeah. All right, let me get to it. Jay Shep's question, and allow me to read the whole thing here. Anti-woke gamers rejoice as their wish finally came true. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 was recently released, starring a strong white male protagonist with no brown NPCs in sight. The game received a Metacritic score of 88 and sold 1 million copies on the first day. Do we need more games like this to help make games great again? A very sarcastic question, obviously. But it gives me a chance to talk about this game and some of the controversy surrounding it. First, Jay Shep, you may not know this. Some of those quote unquote anti woke people have actually kind of railed against this game because there is some gay stuff in it, you know? So the more Christian side of that, most people kind of like the game. And here's the thing, a little bit of history lesson for you guys. The first Kingdom Come Deliverance came out 2018, right? That was also controversial back in the day because it was set, and just like this one, set in the 1400s in basically what is the current day Czech Republic. And they didn't have any black people in it. People and journalists didn't like that, even though, yeah, you didn't really have a lot of brothers in fucking Bohemia back then, you know? And also the director, and I remember this very vividly, Daniel Vavra, right? He was very much on the side of Gamergate back then, and he caught a lot of heat from journalists. They try to cancel him and everything. He very outspoken dude. I don't know how he kept his job. I guess because they're whatever country they're in, they just didn't give a fuck. And he's my man, still very outspoken till this day. Very anti-communist person because he grew up under communist rule for obvious reasons. But yeah, so the game obviously doing very well because people really enjoyed the first game. Some of the quote unquote anti-woke people aren't happy with this game because there is, like, you can romance some gay dude or whatever. But obviously it sold very well. But the point I wanted to really make with this is people just, and this goes for media in general, people just want to be entertained. They don't want propaganda from left or the right in their fucking face. And we saw that games that do push narratives, last year was a breaking point. We saw a lot of these games just fail. People don't want the bullshit. They just want to play their games. This is why stuff like Helldivers 2 and stuff just sold. It's just, let me shoot some bugs and we're happy. That's all you need, you know? So, you know, I'm not going to answer the whole, like, make games great again. That's obviously, you know, crazy nonsense. Just make games that are just made to entertain. And that's not to say you shouldn't have games with messages. Obviously, do what you're going to do. But if you want to reach the largest amount of people, just make entertaining shit. Although it will take a while for that, because we've seen a cultural shift happen in America. It's going to take a little while for games to, for the most part, go get there, because games just take 50 years to make. But it's already happening. Games are going to just be games again. Just no BS. Just here's the games. Enjoy, you know? And that's a good thing. Shout out to Kingdom Come Deliverance. Not my type of game. I actually reviewed the original game, 2018, on PC. Bro, like, I give it respect for being so authentic, but it's too authentic. was like, you got to like shower and shit and, you know, eat or you're going to die, you know? But that freedom is also what makes it good. I remember I conned my way out of prison and shit, same some smooth shit. So that's cool. And then, you know, the new game, a lot of people really enjoy it. So shout out to them. Shout out to Daniel. Shout out to that team. And I hope they keep it going. You know, just make games that are just games, bro. You don't have to have all this crazy stuff. But if you want to, don't expect big sales, you know, because I don't want people to not make games that kind of say something, you know. Blitz, he summed it up perfectly. Fuck the noise and enjoy your games. You know, there was a website many years ago that kind of was named after this called Shut the Fuck Up and Play. Some of us were involved with that website. And this was the website started in 2012. And the reason it was called that, started by Mr. Torrance Davis, obviously, the reason it was started is because we felt that gamers were on Twitter or social media too much talking shit instead of playing their games. 13 years later, nothing's changed. Isn't that something? You know, but now we have the added benefit of fucking YouTube, you know? Even though there are some YouTubers I really like, I know there's some of them that are just in it for the controversy. They don't actually play games. There's a lot of people out there, especially on Twitter, that don't play games. They just like to be embroiled in
controversy. Clicks and causes attention. That's all it is.
So that's all I'm going to say about that. Just make entertainment and you're good. And this is also probably why remakes are doing so well. Not the whole reason, but you're getting these simpler games, man. How many people are playing like shit like Tomb Raider and stuff, Soul Reaver, like, yo, this is awesome. These games were great, you know? And even last year, like a study came out and it was posted by a bunch of websites saying that even younger gamers are playing old shit, like the original old shit. Isn't that something? So that tells you everything you need right there, you know? All right, so we'll wrap it up because we don't want to get too political with shit. So good stuff there. Shout out to the team. And a couple of things before we wrap up here. The Invincible podcast has returned, people. So if you go over to the Coalition's YouTube channel, you can see me, Rich, and Carlos covering the first three episodes of the season. You know, I think we did a pretty good job of covering all three episodes in just a little over an hour, you know? So that was good. So obviously we'll be around for another 5 weeks as the show keeps going. Lots of good stuff happening. So stay tuned for more. And Rich, what else is going on with the Coalition this week?
Coalition.
Shout out to Gary.
Oh, yeah. So in terms of the gaming stuff, there's a lot of gaming stuff on the horizon. I do not want to talk about any of that stuff yet.
Rich and I are in the same boat. It's like we can't talk right now, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming, so stay tuned to thecoalition.com. That's all I could say. Yeah. I believe our very good friend Adam Vale has something to also plug as well.
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a few weeks now. The Talking Reacher, that's the new podcast that myself and Lawrence from A Punkin' Toys put together, and that is airing on February 20th, but now we already have everything set up on the Spotify, and soon we'll have it on all the other services. But if you're interested and you want to follow it and you're interested in Reacher, just do a search on Spotify for Talking Reacher and you'll see it. Click a follow and it'll be good. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to do some live shows. We're going to have some guests from other places on. It should be interesting because a lot of people, it's funny, once I started telling people about this, I'm like, oh yeah, maybe, I don't know. And then once I sent out the link, I was like, all right, look, now we got, oh, I'm going to be on. I'm going to talk about, yo, I told you that's my favorite show. I'm like, where were you when I said I wanted to put this together? You know, I brought it up and you were,
bitch.
Yeah. And then now, so, oh yeah, I want to go on there. I can't wait. This is going to be great. I said, who said you coming on? I didn't say that shit. I offered it before to partake and you're like, I don't know if I got time. I don't know. But whatever, it's all fun. It's going to be great. We did the first episode already, and we got a few more that we're going to can in because, you know, as you know, just like when you guys did Invincible, Amazon likes to release multiple episodes on day one. So that's a lot. So we're doing that. And then that's it. Yeah, so Talking Reacher. Take a look on Spotify. You find it. And, of course, it'll be on the Coalition's YouTube channel.
Yeah, there you go. Good stuff. Lots of good stuff coming to the Coalition, man. Oh, and Chris, you may join us on one of those Invincible podcasts. So that might be nice. You know, good stuff. By the way, breaking news. Roost. Okay, I'm reading this from IGN. They tweeted this. Rooster Teeth co-founder Bernie Burns has acquired the Rooster Teeth brand and much of its remaining assets through his company, Box Canyon Productions, with the plan to, quote-unquote, bring it back to its roots. Interesting.
Shit, I haven't listened to them in years, ever since they ripped off my ideas. I stopped.
Oh, shit.
I brought up ideas to them a long time ago. Yeah, man. And they were like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And next you know, Chivo Hunters popped up.
Motherfuckers. Like,
you fucking bitches.
Yeah. So there you go. Maybe come back. Also, real quick, Chris Cobra Elite over on YouTube. He goes, I had no idea PSN was down. I was Netflixing and chilling with my wife, if you get my drift. Yeah,
we don't need to know all that, man. We don't need all that.
My man, I'm flexing right now, bro.
Don't pull a PS3 moment. Remember when people got their camera on PS3 and were
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy.
When dude was like, games aren't the only thing I play. It was like, whoa.
Like, my man, what the fuck?
People
were actually filming themselves fucking. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I remember we were talking about that on the War Zone and shit. Oh my God. Crazy. Shit,
I remember playing Uno, and this is on the Xbox, and they had the camera just came out. And in Uno, you had a little avatar, but then they were like, oh yeah, you can put the camera on. Some games supported that. So you could see the person playing. There was one guy who he had it pointed toward a monitor just showing some porn.
Oh my God.
You know, and we're all playing Uno and we're like, what is that? And I was like, I don't know this is happening. We could not believe it.
That's funny, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, man. Start wrapping it up. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, join the Discord, and follow us on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, and don't forget Valentine's Day if you care about that type of stuff. Then you'll get in trouble.
You know, Richard Bailey Jr.
I hope everyone has a better week than Drake and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
And, of course, Mr. Brian Manjoma.
I see that Kanye West had a normal weekend.
Oh, man. Yo, my dude is bugging out right now, man. I'm like, this is why you got to stay on Twitter. It's just free entertainment, especially with Kanye back. Holy shit.
I'm half tempted to buy that T-shirt.
Yeah. I love how he went from George Bush hates black people to I'm a Nazi. Kanye, you're a special guy, man. You're a special guy. We'll see you guys on Thursday, man. We will be bugging out on Twitter like that, though. No, we like keeping our money, you know? Later.